The Maker's House Chapel International presents Destiny Word with Dr. Michael Brady Damichek. As a child of God, you are mandated to take territories and fulfill your destiny. Destiny Word is designed to help illuminate your path towards a purpose-driven life. Please stay tuned for the unadulterated Word of God, a word that not only brings focus to your life, but also helps you navigate the challenges that comes your way.
God, I've worshipped you for long. Why is these things happening? Why are these things still happening in my life? But when God brings you out, it is so that you will worship him. Now, God has sent a man called Moses. Moses had delivered the word, and every word Moses had delivered, the people were so stubborn. Pharaoh was so stubborn. I thought Pharaoh was stubborn until I read my Bible right. I thought Pharaoh was being obstinate. I'm trying to use lighter words, but I thought this guy was so stubborn, and I couldn't understand why God would speak to you and you want to disobey, until I read my word right. And the Bible says God hardened his heart. That means that there are people who are still misbehaving around you. It is just God hardening their hearts. So that now, God hardens their hearts so that he will silence them forever. Because sometimes they will want to say that, well, I allowed you to do it. There is no way if I did not allow you to be promoted, there is no way you are going to be promoted. And now when your promotion comes and they sit on it and they say, we will not ever allow you to get up. And God makes the way so that he will share his glory with no one. Then they will know that you serve the living God. May God make a statement with your life that they will know that he's... Can I prophesy to a few of you? May God make a statement. That is what I'm hearing right now. That God is about to make a statement with the life of an individual that the world will know that God is with you. May God make a statement. Look for three people. Tell them God is about to make a statement with my... No, that is not a good one. Look for three people. Give them a high five and tell them God is about to make a statement. God is about to make a statement with your life. God is about to make a statement with... God is about to make a... Slap your chest and say, God is about to make a statement with my life. God is about to make a statement. Sometimes you have to say it until the devil knows that you know that you know that you are about to be lifted. God is about to make a statement with my life. It doesn't matter what you think. God is about to make a statement with my life. Things might not be all right around me, but just give me time, because God is about to make a statement with my life. Well, nothing seems to be working, but just give me some time, because God is about to make a statement with my life. And God had hardened their hearts. And now the final straw was when God had killed every first child on the land, firstborn, both animals and humans, every first, dead. Moses had now yielded. Okay, go, but don't go far. So even in their allowance, they still placed a limitation. Today, I prophesy over your life that any limitation that the devil will want to place on you in 2024, that you can go but not far. Any limitation they will want to place on your life, may that limitation be broken off you. Amen. That there will be no limitation. Amen. That there will be no limitation. Amen. He said you can go but not far. Well, get married but have no children. Well, if you are to understand what it meant, well, start a business, but not profitable. Well, go on that career path, but you will not gain prominence. Well, you can go, but not far. Any statement made that you can go, but not far, may that be broken off your life. Amen. That there will be no limitation placed on you. No limitation. No limitation. Now, Moses had led the people out, and when they were going, Pharaoh had a change of heart and a change of mind, gathered his troops and his armies and said that, let us go after them and kill them all. Now Moses and the people of God are standing before the Red Sea, or what do you call the Red Sea. On the left is the mountain, on the right is the mountain, behind them is the army of Egypt, in front of them is the sea, and they knew that there was nowhere to turn. Ask God, God, now this, we are in a fix right now, there is no way out for us. God looked at him and said, Moses, when I met you, what did I give you? He said, you gave me nothing, but I know that you brought a transformation to something that I was holding. He said, yes, that's all that I do. I will never bring you something new. I will use the old to bring something new to pass in your life. It was a stick or a rod you were holding, but when you handed it over to me, I made it a source of power. Stretch that same thing over the sea and it will part. Moses did that thing. It was the word of God that let him go through the sea. But Moses had it. Moses said, God said, let us go through it. The Egyptians did not know that they were not part of the divine command. And so when Moses and the Israelites had gone through it, the Egyptians thought that the word applied to them. And so they were going, they did not know that God had brought a separation. And so when they were following the people of Israel, the waters came together and drowned them. In this year of glory, whoever will pursue you, may God drown them. Whoever will pursue you, may God try Adabosha. In this year of glory, whoever will pursue you.
Yes.
You know what I love about the test? God killed them, buried them, and buried their graves. Their bodies could never be found. God killed them, buried them, and buried their graves. I was excited when I read the test, and that jumped in my spirit, because sometimes what God will do in the final analysis is to make sure that there is no record of their pursuance, that there is no history of what they tried to do to you. May God obliterate whatever is called the onslaught from hell. May God bring you victory, that all eyes will see that God is with you. I want to run you through my test, because now here is Moses, and Moses has now led the people. Now they are, God said to them that I want to take you to the promised land. It was a shortcut that they were supposed to have used, and God did not allow them to use the shortcut. And sometimes I read the test, and I have heard a lot of theologians alluding to the fact that God did not allow them to use the short route because they were stubborn. But I read the book of Deuteronomy and I hear that it's not true. God did not let them go the short route because they were stubborn. Because even in the long route, they were stubborn. So stubbornness was a common denominator. It was their character. Whether the short route or the long route, it was their character. God did not allow them to use the short route because the book of Deuteronomy says that lest they encounter the people of the Philistines and go back to Egypt, because they will be afraid of them. Sometimes God, and most of us, that's the thing that happens to us, that when we say that we are going to follow God, we make a New Year resolution that this year I'm going to serve God, and you face difficulty, you go back to the sugar daddy, or you face a difficulty, you go back to the sugar mommy, you face a difficulty, you go back to the bad lifestyle, corruption, you go back to bribery, you go back to stealing, you go back to doing things that are horrible, because God knows that once you face that, you'll go back to them, and God will guide you through the long road. It might be uncomfortable, but God has a way that he is guiding you to a place. When he is done with you, you can say that it was God that did it. Sometimes God excuses us from the short route, because when you meet the obstacles in that space, you'll go back to your Egypt. Most of us have gone back to Egypt. We've gone back to the thing that God delivered us from. God delivered you from addiction and you've gone back to it. God delivered you from pornography, you've gone back to it. God delivered you from masturbation, you've gone back to it. God delivered you from things that are horrible. And it will amaze you to know that there are people in church, people who stay in church, people who pray and speak in tongues, and they still have sex toys in their house. Why? What God delivered them from, when they got to a place where they could not control their flesh, they went back to their Egypt. But may God bring you to a place where your deliverance will be thorough, that you will not have to go back. Hey, do I have time? God doesn't want you to go back to your Egypt. God is bringing you to a place of deliverance. And all that he's saying is that, cherish my deliverance. And don't go back to your vomit. Don't be like a dog. Don't go back to your vomit. He said, God, I will follow you. Follow him. He said, I will love you. Love on him. He said, I will cherish you. Cherish him. And read your text, because, hey, here is Moses. And God is now speaking to him. These people are stubborn. They are obstinate. They've shown every form of disobedience. And God is angry. God wants to destroy them. Moses comes to God and says, God, no, please don't do that. Don't destroy these people, because I told them that you were the mighty deliverer. I told them that you lead and be the guide. And so please don't do that. I want your presence to go with us. Please let your presence go with us. God said, okay, I'm going to do everything that you have said. I'm going to make sure that my presence will go with you. I'm going to make sure that I am with you. And that has been the unifying thread or the central theme throughout the Bible. When God shows up in the life of any individual, even in the New Testament, Jesus will say, I'll be with you always. That is to say that my presence is supposed to be with you at all times. And I pray for somebody that in 2024, may the presence of God go with you always. Amen. In this year, may you never live a life devoid of his presence. Amen. I feel like prophesying now to people. May the Lord our God cause his presence to go with you. Amen. Wherever you turn in 2024, may you experience the presence of God. Amen. Wherever you turn in this year, may you experience an encounter.
Amen.
The presence of God. Moses said, okay, God, I thank you for the glory, for the presence. Thank you that your presence is going to go with me. But what is presence without glory? And how I'm going to launch this series, because it's a series I'm starting today. Here is the conversation between God and Moses. Now, Moses is now asking God, okay, so what's up, God? God said to him, okay, what do you want? He said, presence. Okay, I'll give you my presence. I want a confirmation of that. So what is it that you want? He said, I want your glory. I don't just want your presence. But God said, no. My presence and my glory, they go together. I said, no, God, I have walked with you for a while. The Hebrews have a concept. They call the Shekinah glory. The Shekinah glory is something that everybody that has been in the Christian faith has heard before. Everybody has heard the Shekinah glory. But Shekinah is not in the Bible. It's just a Hebrew concept. Shekin is the word. Shekin is the revealed dwelling and abiding. So what they were saying is that, what Moses was saying is that, I want to see the revealed dwelling and abiding glory. That as I walk with your people, I don't want to just have presence that I can feel that God is with me. I want it to be visible to them. I want it to abide with us. I want it to dwell with us. And this season, I pray for you that the glory of your God will be revealed, it will dwell, Amen. And it will abide. Amen. May the glory, the Shekinah.
Amen.
Shekinah. My time is up, I'm told. Let me just use 2 minutes. And then continue next week, because the Shekinah glory, I've heard many people talk about it, but the Shekinah glory, that's the visible glory of our God. The glory that is seen by believers and unbelievers alike. The glory that when it is revealed on your life, even the boss that hates you can tell that there is glory on you. That's Shekinah. Shekinah is the revealed, the dwelling, and the abiding glory.
Still to come on Destiny Word.
If God is so big that he cannot be contained, and God lives on the inside of you, it makes you a container of that which cannot be contained. If the Bible says there is no house that a man can build for God to dwell therein, because it's too big. The earth is his footstool. He's big. In the book of Exodus chapter number 33, the same text you read, and 34, 32, and 35, when you read the whole discourse that God was having an encounter with these people, God came to them in the form of a pillar of cloud by day. By day, pillar of cloud.
And all of them saw it. And that was what they called the Shekinah. God has come, but we can see it. May God be seen in your life, that people will know that God has come upon you and they can see it. It is not mystical. God showed up and I can see him. I love that test. And it was a pillar of cloud by day. And you'll ask yourself, why will God be a pillar of cloud by day? It is just to let you know that they were on the desert and it was hot. And so God became a pillar of cloud. And the cloud was supposed to bring them relief from the heat, from the scorching sun. And so God was giving them air conditioning on the desert. God found a way that in their difficult stages of life, God brought them relief and comfort. May God bring you relief and comfort. In this year, when you get to a difficult place, and not only that, I want to just wrap it up. God was a pillar of fire by night. Two things. Pillar of fire. Shekinah. Pillar of fire. The visible, revealed, abiding, dwelling glory. But fire at night. Why will God become a pillar of fire? Because fire brought light. Glory is light. So when the glory of God is revealed in your darkness, his light will shine through any dark patch of your life. May the glory of God, I prophesy over earth. I prophesy over 2,000 of you here. That the glory of our God will be revealed on your life. The shining glory.
The glory of God. Can I get you lifting up your hand? My time is up. But the glory of God was a pillar of fire by night so that it gives them light. But not only that, because if you think that's the only thing, then you have missed it. Anybody that has gone to the bush before, lived on the desert, gone camping, will tell you that in the night, the only thing that stops predators from coming is putting up the light. So they will put on fire. Insects will not come close. Not only that, if there is any predator and sees the fire, it goes away. The presence of God brings the fire of God. The fire of God brings the light of God. The light of God becomes the weapon in the hands of men that they use it to defeat the enemy when the enemy comes up against them. In this year, may you defeat any enemy that the devil will throw around you. In this, can I get lift up your right? I just want us to pray. Today is Communion Sunday, right? It's the first Sunday of the month. Of the year, and we are doing communion. My thing is this. Today is communion. I don't want it just to be something of a memorial. I want it to be you ingesting God's glory. That wherever you are, you'll become what I call the mobile tabernacle. Mobile. And look at somebody and say, a mobile tabernacle. No, look for another and say, a mobile tabernacle. When I say that, I mean that you become the mobile courier of everything divine. So wherever I go, you know there are people who have things in their houses and bedrooms that when somebody does anything to them, they have to go back home and do incantation on their satanic altar. No. When you know Christ, when you are in the trotro, you are with him. You are powerful in the trotro. You are powerful in the Uber. You are powerful in the taxi. You are powerful in the office. Wherever you go, you are a mobile tabernacle. You tabernacle God. God lives on the inside. I've said it many times, even in places that I've preached before, and I'm saying it in our church today also again, that if God is so big that he cannot be contained and God lives on the inside of you, it makes you a container of that which cannot be contained. I don't know if you got it, but let me say it again. If the Bible says there is no house that a man can build for God to dwell therein,
because he's too big. The earth is his footstool. He's big. Somebody says he's bigger than any other. I don't want that word used. I just want to use the word he is big. Not that he is bigger or he is the biggest. Because the moment you do that, you are moving into comparative and superlative terms. And he's beyond compare. When I say my God is stronger, it's just saying that somebody is strong. But in comparison, he is stronger. But he's beyond compare. So you don't compare him. So I don't even want to go on that route. He is big. Case closed. Now, if he is so big that nothing can contain him, and yet he lives in you, what it means is that you are a container of that which cannot be contained. You don't know who you are. You don't know the power you have. You don't know the glory that is in you. You don't know the glory that is on you. You don't know the might that is resident in you. You don't know. Look at somebody and say, you don't know. Ole, ole. Look at somebody and tell the person, you don't know. Ole. That is gone. Those of you who are like me, who don't speak gone. That's gone. Ole. You don't know. Lift up your right hand. May heavens, amen. May the heavens, I want somebody to just lift up your right hand. What I came to preach today, I couldn't even start. Because the glory of God, and I'll start that next week, brings direction, protection. Without glory, there is no direction. Without glory, there is no protection. Because it is the glory of God, the light of God. That's why I started with those definitions. That blinds the enemy. The enemy is not blind. The enemy, he sees. But when the Bible says, 1,000 shall fall on your left, 10,000 on your right, there is an underlining theory. Not only that, when he say that the arrows that fly by day will not get you, is because there is something on you. In this year, what kills others,
Jesus,
will not be able to kill you.
Amen.
What frustrates others,
Jesus,
will not frustrate you.
Amen.
What destroys others,
Jesus,
cannot destroy you.
Amen.
In this season of your life,
Jesus,
may you experience the radiance, amen, of God's glory. May the glory of our God find expression in your life. We pray in the name of Jesus,
amen,
that everything God has said he will do, may it be done for you. May the Lord do more with you. May the Lord do more for you. May the Lord do more through you. May this nation be blessed because of you. May families be blessed because of you. May your enterprise be blessed because of you. We hide you in the blood. Where your voice cannot be heard, may the blood speak for you. May the voice of the blood be evident on your life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, favor is your portion. Elevation is your portion. Honor is your portion. God's glory will be seen on your life. When you go out, when you come in, when you are in the country, when you are out of the country, your children, their children, your nephews, your nieces, your siblings, your friends, acquaintances, allies and associates, all of them, we pray that because of you, may they experience the glory of our God. Now may the Lord our God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and bring you peace. As the east is separated from the west, so are you separated from any calamity or disaster. We say it is well with you in Jesus' most mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Word by Dr. Michael Bwedinyamiche. We believe you have been impacted to fulfill your purpose. For more transformative and uplifting teachings from Dr. Yamiche, kindly join us at the Maker's House Chapel International Destiny Arena, adjacent the School of Nuclear and Allied Sciences. Join any of our services, Sunday Word from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., teaching service on Wednesdays from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m., and our flagship program, Morning Aura, on Saturdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. to engage in prayer and experience the supernatural. You can also be part of our online services, Command Your Morning, every weekday from 4:45 a.m. to 6 a.m., and Power Up Your Week every Sunday from 11:30 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. on our social media platforms. For more information about our ministry, you can reach out to us on 020-004-7488 or 026-681-3275. Additionally, visit our website at www.themakershouse.org. God bless you abundantly as you journey towards your destiny with courage and faith. Destiny Word, be empowered to take territories and fulfill destinies.